It seems that everyone knows that in order to live a healthy life, a person needs to take in a healthy diet filled with all the key necessary ingredients. However, is it actually possible to take in everything a body needs to maintain good health through diet, or should we be taking vitamins and supplements as well? With the industry of supplementation quickly becoming a buyer beware marketplace, how can a person know that when they purchase vitamins and supplements, they're getting a quality product that their body can actually benefit from? Join me today on Return to Eden as my guests demystify these questions and more. I'm Allie Hinson. This is Return to Eden. So excited about today. We've got more than we can ever hope to cover, so let's dive right in. I'm going to introduce my guests. He's the Chief Operating Officer and host of Skywatch TV and author of such best-selling books as Unlocking Eden and Time Bomb. Please welcome Joe Horn.
Hi, Allie. Thank you.
And he's a certified holistic health coach through the Institute for Integrative Nutrition and Product Development, manager of the professional grade supplement and body care line, Eden's Essentials. Welcome, Daniel Bell.
Thank you, Allie.
Thank you for joining me today, you guys. Today I want to talk about vitamins and supplementation. We talked last week a little bit about the pop culture trends.
And right.
Each week there's a new hot button
thing.
Fad. It's the one to have, and this will guarantee good health for life and all of these things. One thing I've noticed in the last few years when we're talking about supplements and vitamins and things like that, you hear these phrases like concrete bonding agents. Don't buy cheap supplements because they're bonded with these concrete agents.
Right.
So now I'm noticing that as awareness about that kind of spikes, all these gummies and liquid-filled vitamins are coming out. So if the problem was concrete bonding agents, does the liquid-filled vitamin or the gummy solve this problem? And if so, why not?
Well, not even necessarily. Even it applies to food, too. And because of the elusivity of the way the FDA either regulates or fails to regulate things, which really gets back to onus on the individual selecting what they're putting in their mouths, to be honest with you. But if we're going to go by labels and the way that things get regulated, the same could be truly said about food. So, for example, aspartame. You mentioned things coming into the popular mainstream understanding, and then all of a sudden there's this crisis, and people start associating the crisis with a particular ingredient. And so, therefore, what happens? The people manufacturing things like aspartame switch the title to spices, and the FDA permits for this. So let me simplify the point. Whether they regulate or whether they're transparent with what is on the bottle, it really falls on us to do our own research and to vet companies for things like supplements, nutrition, foods in general. And of course, Daniel, you know that the supplement game, as a response to so many now identifying the need for immunity, there is a smashing down of the walls popularity now. People bursting through every catacave on the internet to find supplementation. Because they're hearing now even doctors and scientists with some of these viruses that we've never seen before admit the potency of things like vitamin C, zinc, and D. So they rush online, they find the biggest bottle they can get for the least amount of money, and bless their hearts, it might be that that's better than nothing. But as we've discovered, sometimes supplementation, when they are dirty, when the capsules have things like magnesium stearate, for example, as a sub-ingredient to how they manufacture the gel caps. Label gaming. So what is in the capsule may be being grown in ways that do not match the efficacy of what is advertised on the label. Does this make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now companies are capitalizing on this popularity, this surge now online to go to every kind of online store to get supplements. And so now they're pulling things out of the ground even faster.
Yeah.
Or they're rushing and skipping manufacturing steps that would have guaranteed high efficacy. And you know this is a game.
Yeah,
we call it the label game.
Yeah, and the industry is actually better than it used to be, but the demand is so much higher. So before, like when I first started, supplements was a dirty game. And to kind of segue a bit, and this goes a little bit what we were talking about last week about letting everything have its season. You have to go through step 1, 2, 3, and 4. If you skip an intrinsic step, it will not turn out as it must. And so it's true. It goes back to that same philosophy point of like we need to step back, take the time it takes to look at these labels and to investigate and have some kind of understanding so that we can have a realistic conversation.
Which is going to frighten a lot of people because they think, oh my gosh, they've already started out. I have to become my own neuroscientist.
Yeah. But there's a patient
way. Like, how do you research the supplement industry, right? Well, thankfully, Daniel did it for you.
Yeah. It does help.
Right?
Yeah, it does help. It's true for anything that you put on your body, not just in your body.
Right,
it's also true for the personal care products or even a dirtier game. And what
oh,
they do,
because
we were talking about immunity last week and we didn't get to cover all that we really wanted to do in giving some points on how to help, but actually your shampoo can derange your immunity and your endocrine system and things of this nature.
And so, people think, oh, that might be an overstatement. I've been using these commercial brands from XYZ store for years. I don't know that I have any problems. But it could be the problems they're dealing with have not expressed themselves or the ones that they know about.
Yeah.
They can't actually tie the causation behind the care products. And a minute ago, I said something. I got to finish this point. I said buying an inexpensive supplement might be better than nothing. And then I left you the cliffhanger and I got distracted by my own thought process and moved on. But my follow-up point was that it actually might be worse for you. In other words, just drinking clean water and not taking a supplement might be better for your immune system than eating one with a binder or a filler or an unknown or something inside the capsule like an herbicide.
Yeah.
Can you imagine we live in a reality where people are taking liver detox supplements that are laden with herbicides?
Yeah.
It just boggles the mind.
Yeah, and it is so total. It is not amorphic. It is very literal and identifiable. These things derange the endocrine system. So it's not just one thing. It will be 14 things in your shampoo, like 14 different things working in conjunction that does these things. Well, if you combine that with your deodorant, which also contains 6 things that do that, and then you have your soap, which has 4 things or 8 things.
We're constantly lathering
it's all
our lymphatic system with things like aluminum. And I want to give people just one example. I think we must, because they're going to hear you say something like shampoo and not know what particular. We're not going to do a whole show on this, but let's just give one example. Phthalates, things like bisphenol A. When you apply a lot of commercial shampoos to the top of your head through the largest organ of the body and your lymphatic system, the skin, you're absorbing things that contribute directly to things like estrogen dominance, which is off the charts now with men and women.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they're taking thyroid medications, right? No, I'm serious.
No,
We're just being honest with you.
Because
but they don't think about what they put on their body every day.
I laugh because it is comical. I've really had the theater faces go on in the last, 20 years, which is like...
The comedy tragedy mask?
Yeah, the comedy tragedy mask. Because, at first, as I really came to understand the depth of the problem, I get the old sad face and the tragedy mask. And it's actually so tragic that I actually have to pull up the comedy because it's a farce. It's literally, this is farcical how willfully ignorant we've come to this place. But
and there's nothing funny at all about the stuff that people are
I'm
suffering
I'm laughing about it because there's nothing, it's so absurd and there's nothing that I can do.
It's absurd.
Right, and I'm doing everything that I can to try to illustrate it as best I can. And I just end up laughing because of what you're saying, which is give them a thyroid medicine while they've covered internally and externally in things that derange that system. It doesn't make any sense.
You sound like these paramedics who, after a while, they see so many tragic things. Humor becomes a coping mechanism because otherwise, how can you deal with what
you see?
Well,
that's what I was saying.
So that's kind of what I'm getting from you.
Let's talk about some of the solutions, though, guys, because you know how fast these episodes go.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I want to jump in then. If we're going to jump to the solutions, one thing I want to say is that I can tell you so many times in my life I've thought, okay, I'm going to do this healthy thing, and since working with you on Time Bomb, I've made a lot of changes in my life. But it seems like I would go somewhere and they'd say, you should be on this and you should take this and you should take this. So you buy $300 worth of vitamins and you go, okay, I'm going to be healthy. You take those, even if you take them until they're gone, a couple months later, you need $300 worth of supplements again, and that's not sustainable. So if a person were going to reduce to just a few, let's kind of talk in priority.
Massive.
An affordable, smaller regimen of supplements to me is 4 times or more effective, then here's the list of everything you can take, but I can only afford to buy it once, and that went on a credit card.
And
that's where a lot of people are.
I got to say very quickly, too, and this is from life experience, so someone with MTHFR, we're not going to do shows on that. It's a whole other program. But the point is, my body doesn't react to vitamins and nutrients maybe the way that your body does if you're considered genetically normal, which, again, go back to the archives, watch my series on MTHFR and methylation if you want the long version. But the point is, then all collapses very quickly. I learned through trial and error that my body was actually struggling harder, even with high-level quality supplements, and you know what I'm going to say, right?
Yeah, I do.
By taking too many of them.
Yeah.
My liver could not even comprehend or keep, you know, and it might be something my body needs. It might even be something my body is low on. But the answer is not always taking 27 supplements just because they all might be healthy, right?
Yeah.
So proportion, I like to call it, you know, picking your wars, looking at the biggest elephant in the room, right? The biggest obvious struggle in the room, and then putting in more of a sniper attack rather than a volume of grenades, go in almost more like a stealth fighter, right? And really zero in on two or three really effective things, right? That cover a lot of ground.
Yeah. And I'm very strategic. So like I look at it as tactics. And you have to go at the body with tactics. And strategy is actually different. So strategy is kind of your grand idea. And then tactics are the what you choose to perform to get to the bigger picture. And having done this a long time, working with individual clients and just loads of people, I've always generally advocated for, in a general way, that it's better to do nothing than take bad supplements. And I'm just being honest. It's because of if you've got an MTHFR and you've got a bad folate, I don't have to tell you what that does to your brain. And it would literally be better to do nothing than actually going back to the God's law thing about
the
manner in which we live and how things are made and the way that we govern them.
Yeah.
We have to be patient. That's the thing about tactics and strategy. You can't force it. You have to do this, and then that allows for this. And that's something we don't explain, because back to the quick society, we want everything fixed. And we can condense a bunch of activity in a short span. You can't do that.
Yeah.
And I wish we could. I believed we've been able to force these things. But to the point of supplementation itself, you lay the baseline of where your life is, and then you find the best possible tools.
I want to get into a couple of these, because there's a few of these to me that are part of that sniper arsenal that I take every day for many reasons, from everything brain function to my prostate, many, many things. Can I just jump in?
Yeah,
I'm super excited about this because it's one of our newer products at Eden's Essentials, but it's our Eden's Fish Oil. A lot of people have probably heard fish oil's one of the new craze, right?
Yeah.
Or fish oil, it's good for something. I don't remember, but I know it's popular, so they'll go to the big box stores.
Yep.
Let me tell you something. We could do a whole show on fish oil.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we don't get enough fatty omega-3 acids in our diet, generally. There's just very little that we get.
Then which is
get
a good food, fat.
Which is a good fat. Yeah, you're hearing fat. This is different than trans fat or like a cholesterol fat from a microwave burrito at the gas station. But your body, your brain requires fat. It functions on fat. So many people struggling with memory or in senioured portions and seasons of their life, struggling to retain memories of childhood, or they begin to be diagnosed with mental deteriorative type diseases. Miracles have been done, literal huge gains for some people in the reincorporation of healthy fats, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, omega-3 supplements could add up to 5 years to your life.
Yeah.
It lowers the risk of heart attack, cardiovascular disease. I've got my father who's experiencing long COVID on a series of things like natokinase, which we're not going to get into today, but attempting to strip down microclotting, cardiovascular complications. This is one of the things in his arsenal now to help protect his heart. It might be an effective treatment for depression. Wait a minute, Daniel. Fish oil for depression?
Yeah.
Fatty omega-3 acids stabilize memory in patients with Alzheimer's. Studies have demonstrated that certain individuals, when they incorporate natural healthy fats, find improvement or layers of gains against diseases like Alzheimer's. Fatty omega-3s, fish oil, may help lower the risk of breast cancer. Who thinks of these connections, right? General immunity, overall health. Omega-3 fatty acids can improve attention in children compared to ADHD drugs. Like, God gives us what we need in our food. We don't eat the food, and we end up with all these different, you know, everything from depression to prostate issues to memory function to immunity. I would love your thoughts on our fish oil before we go all over the table here.
Yeah, he said omega fatty acids or essential fatty acids. When they use the word essential, this is a legalistic term in biology. It means that you cannot function without it. It is essential.
It's a non-negotiable.
It's not a casual term, right? It's not casual, meaning like you will not have correct brain function, inflammatory function, cardiovascular function. It is intrinsic to those functions in the body. So it's very important. And fish oil can be a very dirty game as well because toxins are stored in fats. And so it matters very much the quality of fish oil that you're getting. And in my opinion, above any other thing you ever choose quality on, fish oil is number one.
Right.
Because it's not just all the things we've just mentioned, it also has oxidative stress. And there's what's called an oxidative threshold. And what that means is there's a line. And once you've exposed a fat to too much oxygen or heat, generally, it then actually goes into oxidative stress. And it actually, what becomes good for you then is actually bad for you. So there's no gray area. You will actually be doing, in my estimation, harm to your desired outcome by taking in a bad oil. You would absolutely, in my opinion, be better off to not than take in a bad oil.
No, you're absolutely right.
And so there's some studies that actually revolve around this that actually says that you can actually have some bad fats and they're actually mitigated by good fats. Because it used to be like only eat good fat, never eat a bad fat. And I'm talking about like a saturated fat, not necessarily like a trans fat. Trans fats are always bad. So you don't have to be a saint. So say you like your pasteurized butter or whatever the case is, and you're eating some saturated fat with your ribeye or steak or whatever you're eating. Actually, then the addition of a good fat can actually offset some of the negatives that would come with a bad fat.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that would be the brief on fish oil. Like you said, we could talk all day. It's
brain
intrinsic.
Function, right.
So that's kind of my take on fish oil. It's one of the most important possible decisions we can make when it comes to supplementation. And to kind of segue here a bit into a broader take on some of our other supplements, I really believe that we have the best supplements, especially in our fermentation line of products. Fermentation, which we're going to cover more in depth in a future episode, is a huge deal. And I am not going to get too deep into the weeds with that. But I want to talk about...
he will in 2 weeks.
I will in 2 weeks. And yes, I will go too far. But as it applies, we have several products. They have no fillers, no binders. They're just the products themselves, like our fermented beets. It doesn't have anything in it but the fermented beets. When we cover fermentation, we'll talk a lot more about what that entails and what that means. And we have fermented mushrooms, also fermented greens, and fermented turmeric and ginger. And these, I believe, are powerhouses. I think these are the gold standard for everything that we do. The benefits are so amazingly wide-ranging. I'm serious. Even Joe, who's really educated on a lot of these subjects, all the way from immunity, methylation, nutrients, you know, supplements, you would not believe me. If I simply sat and told you about the mushrooms and did nothing but that, you wouldn't even believe how good it was.
But I've heard you say that you're still learning.
It is.
Well, scientists...
They are still learning.
Are still learning about the medicinal properties of things like mushrooms.
Yeah, yeah.
And beets.
And so as much as I want to delve in and just go all in and explain how amazing it is, I actually want to step back a sec and explain what we are doing here at Edens and what a little bit what sets our supplements apart.
Yeah, that's important.
It is. And I'm going to give two terms here. One is the entourage effect. The other one's cofactors. And so whenever we have these whole food ingredients and we put them through that fermentation process, you have what's called the entourage effect. And that's where all of the things that comprise a food are all there together. Nothing's been extracted, nothing's been taken out, because while as we know that we can identify certain things when we can isolate them and take them, it can be very beneficial, and especially in acute care. Whenever you've had like something happen, you need intravenous C or, you know, liposomal C or something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
But the entourage effect is where everything works together. It's like a choir. You know, a one-person choir is not a great choir. And so like this is where you get all the components together and together they sing harmony. Sounds beautiful. But that entourage effect is not provided. A, just in our diets. If you're eating processed food, you've actually removed the components that are meant to be together. And then all the way down to when you take isolated supplements, where you're just taking one thing where they've extracted it
out. Right, one thing.
And they've done that. So that's the entourage effect. And then the cofactors is a little bit of a piggyback off that, because it means that all the kind of different cooperative factors, and just so we spell that out, cooperative, meaning it needs something to work together. And that's what whole food supplementation provides, and good diet, right? Because you get all the cofactors and you get the entourage that collectively are what is meant by design to fulfill a human's needs, to help make us very highly effective and having that energy, having that memory, having that strength that we need to really, you know,
right,
go through our days.
My father, who I've mentioned before, you know, is dealing with what doctors are calling long COVID. He had a really rough run, for those that didn't know, back in October of last year, and we didn't know if he was going to come home. He went to the ICU tower in Springfield, and it was multiple days of waiting for, you know, phone calls from nurses to get some kind of update, because we were totally blind to his conditions. We were not able to visit with him. And I believe his immunity brought him home. He had been on for a year in advance of COVID in the first place, our mushrooms and several things, the vitamin Ds to bolster his immune system. Otherwise, I don't think he would have survived. I think the virus would have duplicated at a rate that would have outpaced his immune system unto death, is what I believe was happening and what may have happened. But I wanted to say, as he's come home, we're kind of dealing with some new symptoms. And if you, I don't have time, but just go online if you're curious at all and just type in long COVID and you'll find everything from cardiovascular distress to renal stress to, and it's just weird. He's dealing with things like random numbness in his lips. I've heard people with long COVID cite random numbness in extremities like the hands or the fingertips. I have a ton of shows that we could do on why I think that's happening. And it has to do with the damage that the body undergoes during the cytokine storm, but also, you know, these micro clots that are forming in their body, and their body is not able to break them down like they would under normal circumstances. But here's my point. One of the side effects, and I am playing detective now to see if I can find out why this is happening, having to do with maybe an overbearance to his kidneys now. Okay. But in the short term, he's having these spikes in what would be considered stage 3 hypertension.
Yes.
This did not exist pre-COVID. This is a new anomaly, but it's not every day. Hey, he's doing better. He's doing better. Then suddenly, hypertension. His blood pressure spikes, and it wants to live there for a while. Now, check this out.
This is amazing.
This is amazing. I texted Daniel. So our fermented beets, our Eden's fermented beets. Let's say my father's blood pressure comes in at over 150. Within 1 hour of taking one of the scoopfuls of our fermented beets in a glass of water or with his smoothie, we retest his blood pressure again. I usually get 15 to 20 points in blood pressure drop from one scoop of our fermented beets. Yeah. He's doing this once in the morning and one in the early afternoon. And most days when he's doing this, most days we're down at about 120 over 70, 125 over 76.
It's not just any beets. Fermentation unlocks the power. That
cardiovascular support, like I can't even explain.
Yeah.
Blood pressure relief, like I can't even explain. Yeah.
This provides nitrous oxide. And what that is that's what they give for people to drop their blood pressure, essentially.
That's what a lot of doctors, but this is the natural form.
Yes.
Without all the side effects.
Yes. And you get.
And it also doesn't ignore the reasons why the blood pressure is maybe spiking.
Yeah. It's really amazing, and we'll cover it more in depth in a couple weeks.
Yes.
And I wanted to say that because we have a real-life story, because I told you that it can have an acute effect on blood pressure, which sounds a little far-fetched, but it wasn't. And then you have studies that say the exact same thing, so it's a great
Right, and I'm not diagnosing anyone, and I'm not guaranteeing a specific outcome. I'm just telling you this was my father's experience.
Yeah.
This continues to be, day after day, his experience. And it's buying us the kind of time that I need to detect why this is happening.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, Daniel, thank you so much for joining us today. We were never going to get to everything, but join us next week when we talk about intermittent fasting. It's a great way to segue into a better state of health without having to invest anything monetarily. All you have to do is change the timing of what you eat. Everybody can do that. Thank you for being with me today. For everybody in the studio, I'm Allie Hinson. This is Return to Eden. See you next week.
Millions of Americans are suffering a health crisis epidemic right now. Trouble with digestion, diabetes, chronic fatigue, hormone imbalances, depression, autoimmune disease, and more. The truth for many is that the real culprit of modern disease is simply a lack of vitally important nutrition. It is well established that the food we eat today has but just a fraction of the nutrition it once carried. Over the last 6 decades, there has been an alarming fall in nutrient density across the board, from fruits and vegetables to meat, dairy and eggs, due to soil depletion and intensive agricultural growing and harvesting methods. This means that less and less key nutrients like riboflavin, thiamine, niacin, fiber, copper, vitamin E, and phosphorus, just to name a few, are present in what we eat. What's worse, almost all of our food is laden with poisonous herbicides, pesticides, and antibiotics, which destroy our body's microbiome, the health of our digestive tracts, where 80% of our immune system resides. At Eden's Essentials, our products undergo a series of the most complete and rigorous raw material tests in the industry to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality bioabsorbable nutrition possible. We take pride in offering the most nutritionally dense supplements and the purest personal hygiene products available today. Our desire is to help serve the needs of everyday people so that they can achieve the highest degree of health possible. From our full-spectrum, immunity-boosting fermented mushrooms, some of nature's most powerful antiviral nutrition, to our 100% fermented organic whole beetroot powder for cardiovascular support, and our special Eden's blood sugar support for assisting proper insulin regulation, you can nourish your body like never before. So revolutionize your health, maximize your immunity, and restore your vitality. Experience for yourself the Eden's Essentials difference and join the Eden's family. Visit EdensEssentials.com today.
Hi there, I'm Brie Graffio with Eden's Essentials, and I'm here today with Daniel Belt, and we're going to talk to you today about our Eden's Fermented Turmeric and Ginger. Daniel, what can you tell us about our product today?
Yeah, so first, what turmeric is for. It has many properties outside of being just delicious. It is a common spice, but it's typically used for proper inflammatory responsing. It's good for cardiovascular health. It's good for the liver. It has shown benefits to helping out with blood sugar as well. So it really addresses a variety of issues that are common today.
That's so great. Is there anything that you can tell us about what makes our formulation great and different from other formulations?
Sure. Turmeric works very well specifically with ginger, so mm-hmm. that it's also in it. And then, again, a big asset to our products in specific, which is a common theme here, which is fermentation is king.
Absolutely.
It's fermented, and when we put it through that process, it unlocks the nutrients that are in the spices in order to make them more bioavailable to us. And in that process, other nutrients are created as well that provide a wide range of nutritional benefits and health benefits across the board. And that would be the main reasons that it's really good.
Absolutely. I agree. Thank you. Now, you could go to the grocery store and start to incorporate some organically grown turmeric and ginger, or of course, you can call us at 1-800-652-7168 or order online. And of course, if you have any questions, please feel free to email us at info@edensessentials.com. Thank you.